Nelsi Yang is the youngest person ever elected to the St. Paul City Council. Those are seven people that make the decisions that run the city. How young is she? The guy before her was on the council for her entire life. Here's Yang talking about the campaign that started in 2018.
I really feel like what we did was so historical because prior to me getting elected, my predecessor represented the East Side community for 23 years. So he was elected when I was born. And also the community that he represented when he first got elected looks so different from what our community is now.
Yang is 26 years old now, but she's no stranger to being the new kid on the block. She's the youngest of five kids, daughter of Hmong refugees who came to the United States from a camp in Thailand, where their families had fled a war in Laos. Yang was born after her family settled in Duluth and moved to North Minneapolis when she was three.
I really loved living in North Minneapolis. It was such a diverse community. Also reflected deeply like what my family looked like. You know, we were people of color. We were also a poor and heavy like working class community.
She moved to Brooklyn Park when she started fourth grade and later graduated from Park Center Senior High. She loved school, but it was a tough time. Her family lost their home to foreclosure in the Great Recession just 2 days before she got her diploma. Her family had to move to St. Paul. She had to leave behind family and friends. Yang managed to get accepted and started classes at Hamline University in St. Paul. It didn't work out since it was really expensive, so she transferred to Minnesota State University. There she got a degree in social work.
So much of what I do, it really goes back to all of the things that I've learned in social work, which is really putting people at the center of our systems and working to support people and families directly and making sure that they can live dignified lives.
Yang said her upbringing as a child of refugees growing up poor and her training at helping people seemed to come together when a seat opened up at the St. Paul City Council. She felt her experience and expertise was right for the job. It was both an opportunity, she said, and a challenge. Her predecessor, a white male, former St. Paul police officer, represented what had been one of the most conservative parts of the city, and she was definitely not that.
The people looked at me a certain way because so much of what I do look like. I'm talking about being a woman of color, being a daughter of refugees, being someone who is 23 years old.
But she won. She said a combination of strong family support, smart politics, and youthful energy made her the first Hmong American woman ever elected to the council and the youngest person on the council in St. Paul's 165-year history. It's a challenge, she says, to work among other colleagues and city staff. People with a lot of experience, but she also says being new has some advantages as well.
I don't think that to be effective means I go in and keep things the same. And I don't think that being effective is about like, how do I go in and like negotiate and what are my bargaining chips? You know, like when I start from there, I'm continuing this whole mindset around like scarcity in our systems that we live in. And like, we don't need to operate from scarcity. I think that our world would be completely different if people chose to lead in a way where they're bold and they're unapologetic.
That said, she's planning to embark on a more traditional path for her future. She's getting married next month. My name is Iam Tafari in Minneapolis.